Well, well, here we are.
How can we love our country and not love our countrymen?
I have really nothing to, how do you answer that?
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
Hello, you speak English, sir? Parlo usted inglés?
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
We are a nation that has a government. Not the other way around.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now here is your host, John Rush.
All right, I am your host, John Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number 3. Charlie and I were just talking at the top of the hour, by the way, which I've not watched a lot of TV lately. And I know it's a part of my job and I should watch more and so on. But I've just had so much other stuff going on lately, you know, business-wise and so on. I just really, honestly, haven't stopped and watched a lot of TV. I've just had other things I've been doing and just stuff I've had to get done, and I haven't watched much TV. So I will say this, though. I stopped last night because it was a 2-hour deal last night for Dancing with the Stars. So I, which, by the way, is a show I've generally in the past liked watching. So I thought, well, I'll just see what it's all about. So far this week, I've watched two things. I watched about 30 minutes of Monday Night Football, which, by the way, was awful. Just a side note. I can't stand for everybody listening, those of you that are maybe in a position to pass this along, I can't stand watching a show that's supposed to have live fans that doesn't. It's stupid. You might as well play the NFL game on a high school football stadium someplace and call it good. If you're just going to put, you know, cardboard cutouts and crap in the stands to make it look like there's somebody there and play what sounds like are fans in the background, I'm done. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. You are killing the very reason why people watch what they watch by not having live fans. And doing it because of this stupid COVID thing, which doesn't exist. COVID exists, but the hype around it is dumb. You can look at even where we're at. You know, there's this thing going on around today where, you know, Polis and everybody's talking about this outbreak in Colorado. There are like 500 cases in the entire state of, you know, 5.5 million people, 500 cases. Cases, not hospitalizations, cases. There's still like 140 in the hospital is all. Out of 5.5 million people, folks, I'm going to repeat that number. In Colorado, we have about 5.5 million people. The COVID cases as of, I believe, yesterday were like 500 and some, and some change. And there's like 142 or 8 or something in the hospital. And deaths are like one a day. It's minuscule. Don't want anybody to die, but people die every day in Colorado. Shootings, domestic abuse, heart attacks, stroke, diabetes, car accidents, suicide, falling. Okay, I'm going on the list. We don't want anybody to die, but here's the reality. You're going to die someday. Newsflash, we're all going to die. God himself said that. It's appointed a man wants to die. Okay, we're all going to die. So this business of all of this, nobody in the stadium, nobody in the stands, Dancing with the Stars, it's canned audience in the background. It's stupid, dumb. So I watched a little bit. And I watched Dancing with the Stars with nobody I could recognize besides Carol Baskin from Tiger King. And she's not really a star. That's a documentary about a bunch of redneck, you know, animal, you know, tiger trainer individuals. And yeah, I say redneck because that's literally what it is. If you don't believe me, watch Tiger King for yourself and tell me I'm wrong. So Carol Baskin being the only buddy out of the entire group of quote-unquote stars, there's one football player I think I recognized, and that's about it. So Dancing with the Stars has become Dancing with the We Don't Know Who You Are Anymore. And they changed the whole format of it because I guess we couldn't have Aaron Andrews and who was the other guy, Tom Bergeron. We couldn't have those two there anymore because it's a white, you know, guy and a white gal. That's just not acceptable in today's world. So we had to change the whole format around to somebody up. Tyra Banks, who, by the way, is awful. I'm just going to tell you. On Dancing with the Stars, she's awful. Tyra, it's not about you. Let me just tell you that right now. And what I saw last night with Dancing in the Stars was it was all about her. Now, I will give Tom and Aaron kudos because when they were doing Dancing with the Stars, it wasn't about them. It was about the people on the dance floor. But when I watched it last night, it was all about Tyra Banks. Charlie, am I right? He's shaking his head yes. I mean, she comes strutting out and she does her little whatever. And I'm like, oh, Tyra, this is stupid. First of all, you're not on a runway. You're not a model anymore. Besides the fact you don't even look like one anymore, but that's beside the point. Yeah, you've gotten old. You've gotten a little heavy. And no, you're not walking the runway anymore. Just saying. Now, I probably said something wrong because she's a black woman and I just said something I shouldn't have. But folks, I'm just being honest and saying the same thing the rest of America thinks. They screwed up Dancing with the Stars. It was a great show before. Now it's Dancing with the Nobodies and Tyra Banks the host, which means it's going to do nothing but tank. The only reason I believe right now anybody's even watching it is because of Carole Baskin, who didn't get voted off last night. She didn't dance all that great, not all that bad, but she made it because she's Carole Baskin. Killed her husband, whacked him. No, sorry, I shouldn't say that. She's also getting sued, by the way, just as a side note. Her, I think it's the ex-husband, the dead husband's family is suing her for defamation, I believe. This is what I've heard. I didn't read all about it, but that's what I understand. At any rate, this whole COVID thing, if they're not careful, they literally are going to screw up every single thing that they have built over time. Because Mike, like me, when you get used to not watching television any longer, guess what will happen? You won't watch television any longer. And you're liable to not come back to watching television because you fill in with other things and you establish new habits. And pretty soon, which by the way, television works off advertisers, pretty soon those advertisers that like to see revenue coming back in off of the ads they're spending money on that are no longer getting that revenue back decide to go do something else. And pretty soon, poof, it's all gone. Who's Dancing with the Stars? What channel? Or ABC? So it's ABC, which is Disney. So ABC, Disney, ESPN, all of you, you're total knuckleheads. You're screwing up the television for watching sports. You screwed up Dancing with the Stars. First of all, you got to go find some stars. Because what you got there last night, I didn't see a single star. Maybe they've cycled through enough stars that don't want to dance anymore that maybe the thing's about to run out. I don't know. I mean, you'd think there'd be enough stars that would be willing to come on and do what they need to do, but maybe it's just not worthwhile given the fact that there's nobody even in the stands, just whatever that thing is, the audience. There's no audience. There's no bleachers. There's nothing. It's just nonsense. They've even gone as far. This is how stupid it is. And this shows you at what lengths the news media and the left will go. Yeah, this is the left. This is how far they'll go to perpetrate how bad COVID is. They've even got the judges on Dancing with the Stars. They've even redid the entire little podium thing they sit at. They're all like 8 feet apart from one another, maybe even farther. It looks like it's at least 8, if not 10 feet apart. You know, before they were probably, what, Charlie, four feet apart from one another? Yeah, they might, you know, they probably could have reached each arm out and touched one another. But now they're so far apart, you know, you got to yell to each other to even see what they're, you know, hear what each other's saying. Dumb. They've taken this COVID thing to such an extreme. They've lost, I mean, I realize I'm not probably the average everyday, but you know what? I am the average everyday viewer because I watch TV prior to this. And I am a guy that has disposable income. And I do buy things that are advertised on television. So you know what? They've lost me now as a purchaser for those items, typically watching TV, watching ads, and then spending money. They've lost that with me. If I'm that way, believe me, there's other Americans that are the exact same way that have disposable income that they've also lost. Dumb on their part. I'm going to talk about something else that's really dumb in a moment when I come back. American National Insurance is up next. What's not dumb is making sure you're insured properly. We've listened to even other experts that have come on the air here recently with me and talking about insurance and being insured properly and handling things correctly and making sure you've got a good agent, not somebody online, somebody that can help you through this whole process, especially if you have a claim. That's Paul Leuenberger. He's my guy. He can be yours as well. Give him a call today at 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
All right, folks, if you want the best meat out there, pork, chicken, beef, buffalo, wagyu even, and now salmon, which you can pre-order, you won't find any place else that has the quality and the type of meat that you can get from Barber's Foods. And by the way, it's not any more expensive than you're going to get someplace else. And yeah, it might be a little more money than at the grocery store, but I doubt that it even is, because you can buy in bulk. You can actually put it in the freezer. You can have it whenever you need it. You're not running to the grocery store every time you want something. Just go to Barber's Foods. You can do a pre-order of that salmon I talked about. You can save 5% right now by just putting SAVE5 in as the coupon code. It's SAVE5. And order whatever you want today. They'll deliver it right to your door. It's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. Also, 5% of all sales for all items available from Barber's Foods will be donated to Save the Children in the month of September. You care where your food comes from, so buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barber'sFoods.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining me. And speaking of other idiotic things, I should actually make this a Darwin Award winner tomorrow, but I'll find somebody else that will fit that bill. Believe me, there's plenty out there. All I got to do is look down the left side of the aisle and find somebody that'll fit that bill. It's not that difficult. Some even on the right. But Governor Newsom in California, Governor Almighty, sort of like Kevin Polis, which, by the way, just reason why I want to talk about this is coming to Colorado as well, because Polis kind of worships the ground that Newsom and those guys walk on. Literally. That's why we have a pact with California, Oregon, and Washington when it comes to COVID. Dumbest thing ever, but that's what Kevin Polis did. But Newsom has now signed an order stopping the sales of gasoline-powered cars. So he signed an executive order, which, by the way, should be fought, requiring 100% of the in-state sales of new passenger cars and trucks be zero emission, in other words, electric, by 2035. So, yeah, I know that's 15 years, well, 14. It's 2021s will be coming out here very soon. He will effectively, in my opinion, kill a lot of new car sales in California by passing. I realize that's 15 years and a lot will change by then and we could have, you know, different technology, but I kind of actually doubt it. Yeah, electric cars are an option. I drive one. Most of you know that. I know you find that hard to believe, but I did it mainly to find out how well they work, what's the downside, what's the upside, you know, how does it all pan out and so on. And as somebody that owns one, number one, it's not zero emission. Okay? I know full well that when I plug my little Chevy Bolt in at night when I arrive home after being here at the station and I make my round trip in it, and yeah, I'll tell you all the good things about the car in a moment. I'll tell you the bad things as well. But when I go home at night and plug into the wall, or, you know, take the cord out and plug it into my car coming from the wall, I know full well that there is some sort of an emissions generating device generating the power that then power my car, that fuel the batteries in my car. It's either coming from a coal power plant here locally, which most likely is where it's coming from. Also could be coming from a gas, natural gas powered plant in the grid that's, you know, in this area as well. It's unlikely in our area that it's coming from wind and solar because we don't have that much of it here to actually power our grid. Yeah, they can supplement it in times, and XL Energy can kind of tout around that they've got some wind and solar going into the grid, and it's a big feel-good measure, makes them look good to the greenies. But we all know that, by and large, the power that's powering my car is coming out of natural gas or coal. Simple as that. I know that. So my car that I drive is not zero emissions. That's not why I bought it, by the way. I really could care less about that end of it. I bought it just because I wanted to see the technology, see how it works, see I shouldn't say runs because it doesn't run. It works off of electricity, so it doesn't have an engine. It doesn't run. Now, the things I've learned in driving an electric car, which Governor Newsom signed saying California will be that by 2035. They'll all be driving these. Now, he did say that he won't be taking away residents' existing gas-powered cars and trucks. He'll even allow them to be resold. Oh, thank you, Almighty. We appreciate that, Almighty Gavin Newsom, allowing us to continue to drive what we already own. He said, though, that in 15 years, no new cars will have a gas engine. Now, that's in California, of course. I almost slipped and said Colorado, because you know Kevin Polis is going to say the same thing, if we let him continue to be governor, that is. All the more reason why we need a change there. All the reason California needs a change, which an executive order on the level of the next governor could change that, by the way. This wasn't something passed by the legislature. It's just something that he signed, which I also know means nothing when the next governor comes in because that could be reversed. But you're going to see more and more of this across the country because all these knucklehead governors think that it's a really great feel-good measure and they think it's popular. Going back to my Chevy Bolt, what are the negatives of my Bolt? It has a range limit. Okay, in this time of the year, I can get about 270 miles out of a charge because it's warm out. As we get into winter, I'll get about 210, 220 maybe on a good day. If I don't have a place to plug in, well, you got to find a place to plug in or you're not going to drive back home after that amount of miles. Now, in my case, you know, and why it works for someone like me is I have enough resources where that's not my everyday primary car. So if I wanted to hop in that car and drive to Winter Park, for example, I have something else to go do that in. Or if I want to go drive to Vail, or if I want to drive to Kansas, or if I want to drive to California, I have other vehicles I can hop in and go drive. I'm blessed that way. I don't have to rely on the Chevy Bolt to get me all the way to California and back. Because frankly, that would be a bad choice. So it does have its limitations. It also is limited by its size. It's a great 1-to-2-person car. 4 gets a little bit tight, and if you want to carry anything in the back with 4 people, there's not much. This is a hatchback, so there's not much room behind the back seat if you're going to put much more in there. So let's say you wanted to go pick up 2 people. You know, let's say there was a couple, and I wanted to go pick up 2 people from the airport with luggage. Not happening in that car. I could go pick up 1 person from the airport with a decent-sized suitcase and bring them back. But unless I'm picking up 2 people with small carry-ons and there's 2 people in the car already, you're not going to DIA to pick them up. It's not meant for that, folks. It's not that kind of car. Now, I know there's some electric vehicles out there that will do that, but the problem with what Gavin Newsom is saying is there's not, maybe in 15 years there will be, but there's not enough cars that are all electric, that are zero emission, that will do what I just said, put four people in it, go to the airport, pick them up, and bring them home. You're going to have a gasoline-powered car to go do that. Or a, you know, maybe a Tesla SUV will do that and have a little more room in it. But again, folks, there's also a cost factor here. The size of vehicle that I own in a Chevy Bolt and what I paid for it, I could have bought something for probably 10 grand less money and had basically the same car with a gasoline-powered engine, not full electric. I understood that going into it. I bought it to do some things like I'm talking about now on air by actually owning one, which I'm probably one of the only guys out there in the conservative talk show radio world that owns an electric car and can even talk about it this way. And I did it on purpose so I would know how to talk about it. Now, I will also tell you this. I love the car. It's the best car I've ever owned. You all just hit your forehead with your hand in what I just said. Yeah, it's the best car right now I own for what I do. The reason I say that is it's convenient, it's easy. I get home at night, I plug it in, I never go to the gas station, I never dink around waiting in line at a gas station. I don't have to dink around with filling it up. I don't have that expense. Granted, I have other expenses, and I realize it all, you know, washes out in the end. I didn't buy it to save money. I bought it to do research with. So far, the research is fabulous, and when it comes winter, here in about another 2 or 3 weeks, I'll put my Blizzak tires back on it. I'm ready for winter. The thing goes like a snow rocket. It works fabulous. And the get up and go with that particular vehicle, which I'm kind of a power guy. Honestly, folks, I can zip around town on that thing like nothing else I drive. That's why I love the car so much. It is a fabulous car to drive. Anybody else I've ever had ride in it or drive it will say the same thing. It's not to be knocked in that regard. But again, folks, it's not a car for every single person out there listening and driving. It's a unique vehicle that in my world is not only a second vehicle, you know, it's a third or fourth vehicle. It's just something I bought to go do research with. Not everybody has that ability to do that. So, Gavin Newsom, good luck. I don't see what you're doing as working in 2035, but that's 15 years from now, and a lot will change by then. But he gets the Knucklehead of the Day award. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Speaking of cars, Extreme Auto Repair, which most of you driving a car has an engine. A lot of those engines have timing belts. That's what runs the camshafts from the crankshaft that makes the valve turn, that makes compression, that makes the engine work, and makes it all possible for you to go from A to B. Those break and or can, and in some cases cause severe engine damage. That's why they have to be changed. So there's $100 off right now, timing belt replacement at Extreme Auto Repair. Go visit them today. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Mistakes happen. Auto repair shops prove their mettle when something goes wrong. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker recognizes that mistakes happen. They're committed to doing what they say, even when that means replacing a failed part for free or honoring the original price they quoted a customer despite unexpected issues. They hear all the time from their loyal customers that's what keeps them coming back because of how the entire team responds when something goes wrong. The techs at Extreme Auto level with you, following through to fix the problem. They don't just replace parts, they repair vehicles. It's that same degree of integrity that keeps their employees around long-term, too. The average Extreme Auto technician has 16-plus years of experience, and they stick around because they share the same commitment when something goes wrong. We do what we say. No arguments, no excuses. Just apologize and work to make it right. KLZradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh. Speaking of cars, again, if you're out driving, you get in an accident, somebody runs into you, or, you know, something happens and they sideswipe you, you name it. You could even be a parking lot accident. You have money coming to you. You've got to get your car fixed. And by the way, you can get your car fixed wherever you want to, not where the insurance company says you have to go. Lots of details there that folks like Kevin can help you with. Do not, I repeat, do not let the other party's insurance company tell you what you can and can't do, even when it comes to your medical end of things. That's where Kevin comes into play. Kevin Flesh, he is trial tested, trial ready, and he will represent you to the fullest extent. Give him a call today, 303-806-8886. or go to fleshlawfirm.com, and that's F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com.
You don't need to feel anxious about talking to KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh.
I normally can tell when someone's pretty anxious about talking with me. I'll try to just have a conversation with them about why they're anxious. Don't worry, we're here to help you. Consultation is free. Anything you say to me is confidential. So whether you're concerned about it or not concerned about it, it's not going to leave this room. And then let's just talk about what it is that's giving you trouble in your life. Whatever it is, just to get them to a point where they recognize I'm just another human being that's sitting there trying to help them. And then we can talk about the legal aspect of it once I understand what it is and they really have a good sense that I'm really there to help.
Call now for a free consultation with KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, who also happens to be a genuinely nice person. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Or visit fleshlawfirm.com. F-L-E-S-C-H. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith. And yes, he wants to help you prepare for retirement. And folks, that involves all sorts of things. Where are you going to live? How much money do you need? What are you going to do? What's your purpose? Is there something else you want to do during retirement? Do you want to go live near the grandkids? Do you want a second home? What all do you want to do in retirement? Al can help you get there and retain that once you do get there. Go to klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
As people move toward the last phase of their lives, retirement, they're faced with many decisions, most of which are financial. For some, that can be filled with anxiety and uncertainty. I'm Al Smith, owner of Golden Eagle Financial, and I've been guiding people for many years as they prepare for or make that transition. I will listen very patiently about what you want your retirement to look like before I make any recommendations. In addition to creating the financial elements of a sound retirement plan, I'll share what I've learned from my clients about what they've done to make their final years fulfilling. It involves finding your purpose in retirement. For many, that may include giving back and helping those who need it. Arrange a free consultation with me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, now at klzradio.com/money.
Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. Up next, Karen Strawn is with us. She's been on before. So welcome back, Karen, to Rush to Reason. How are you today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I appreciate you joining us again. A lot has happened since we talked to you last, one of those being Netflix subscriptions and a little show called Cuties.
Yeah. I was actually really surprised because usually the right wing, they're not big on the sort of organized boycott and all of that. You know, they see something that they don't like, but they aren't necessarily willing to take it to the, you know, to the max.
Right.
And the fact that they're actually taking action on this is actually something that I find kind of refreshing and good. So
I agree. Now, I will admit, I've only read about Cuties. Charlie, our engineer, has actually scanned through it to sort of see what all of the controversy is about. He and I were talking about it at the top of the hour, and Charlie admitted that, you know, this is not the type of show that most normal people, Karen, are going to go and watch. Basically, Charlie said this is basically a show perverts go watch.
Yeah, no, and you can kind of see from the Rotten Tomatoes score, you know, the critic score is something like 90%+, right? And the audience score is like 5%.
Wow.
Most of the audience is not pleased with it. You know, and I'm guessing that a lot of those people in the audience who are reviewing it have not seen it. They've just seen the trailers or various clips that have been circulating on the internet. I have watched a number of clips. I haven't watched the movie myself. And I actually showed my 18-year-old son, who, you know, 18-year-old
yeah.
boys, they're a little bit, you know,
they think differently than you and I do. Let's just say it that way.
They're a little randy,
yeah.
And even he was grossed out. He was absolutely disgusted.
Wow.
And, you know, so, I mean, like, you're looking at a situation where even, like, there's this defense that's coming out that, oh, well, there's an overarching kind of theme to the movie that the sexualization of young girls is bad and wrong, right? But, you know, I don't need to watch a two-hour movie of somebody actually kicking an actual puppy
right.
to know that kicking puppies
right.
is wrong,
Thank
right?
You.
Like,
Thank
I don't
you.
Need to see child actors being, you know, put in situations where they're behaving in this hypersexualized way. You know, like, I'm looking at these, like, well, you know, like Hollywood always puts the no animals were harmed in the making of this film. Well, I don't know if they could say no 11-year-old girls were harmed in the making of this particular film. Right?
Well, and what you say, too, it's interesting that with even the score that's on Rotten Tomatoes, which, by the way, that's a general audience score, which means there's even going to be some folks on the left that are included in that. And my gut feeling is this has even gone too far for some on the left.
Oh, yeah, no, it's you know, like, I mean, there's always been this really extreme hard left, you know, since Simone de Beauvoir, right? She was fired from a teaching job in Paris because she was luring underage girls into threesomes with her boyfriend, who was a philosophy professor in Paris, Sartre, right? So, I mean, like, there's always been this weird... and then 1986, a paper was published that, you know, I happened to read a few years ago, and I wish I hadn't fried my computer so I could find it again and tell you who the author was. But it was a feminist paper about how child sexual liberation would be the next phase of sexual liberation.
Interesting.
And I mean, like, so there's always been this really weird aspect of the hard left that is kind of gross in this way.
Yeah.
And you know, the moderate, you know, people who are like sort of, oh, well, you know, I'm for universal health care, like, they don't want nothing to do with that.
No, agree.
Yeah.
And by the way, everybody, really, really quick, listening to Karen Strawn, she's got a YouTube channel, by the way, kind of a famous YouTube channel, Girl Writes What. You can go find her on YouTube. Again, we've had her on in the past. And Karen, all I can say is, to your point a moment ago, yeah, there is that hardcore left that probably sees nothing wrong with this whatsoever. Hey, this is just another TV show about girls, and we're going to, you know, talk about sex trafficking. In fact, I think there's some on that hard left that would not even have a problem with sex trafficking in and of itself. I know I'm making a pretty bold statement there, but I believe in what I'm saying, because we've seen that even with the Jeffrey Epstein end of things. So we do have folks out there on that spectrum that see no issue with this whatsoever, even though to me it's sick and twisted.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like a throw the rule book away, just burn it, and anything goes, and it's just going to be like Caligula, which was great for, you know, a blip in time, and then, you know, Rome burned. I think there are people who are so, there's a certain amount of psychological research that's gone into this, who are so open-minded, and that's one of the things, you know, in terms of the differences between people who are left-leaning and people who are right-leaning, is, you know, people who are left-leaning is like, no, let's do it, let's try it, let's do it and try it and see what happens, and well, you know, not everything should be tried.
Right, and so question for you. Do you feel like, so for that middle-of-the-road, even that middle-of-the-road Democrat, you know, that maybe, yeah, they get the health care, some of the things you said earlier, universal health care, so on and so forth, you know, they're all behind all that. That's all fine and dandy then, but this goes too far. Do you think, because of some of these things that really they know is coming out of their party, because this isn't coming out of the right, this is really coming out of the left, do you think that's going to drive some of their voter decisions as we head into November or not?
I think maybe it might add to the cauldron of, you know, the alphabet soup of reasons why one would not support the left right now. You know, Nancy Pelosi, you know, saying, well, I'll impeach President Trump or General Barr just, you know, to tie up the Senate, you know, because, hey, anything goes, and all of the riots, and, you know, we're going to pack the courts, and, you know, no rules, you know, and they literally unwrote the rules, and then they got mad when Mitch McConnell in 2016 said, okay, well, you said this is how we do things. This is how we're going to do it.
Well said. So, okay, so let's talk about that for just a moment as well, because you're coming at this from a different standpoint than I am, because you're a woman, I'm a man. You know, you look at things differently. That's fine. That's the way God made us. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the way it's supposed to be, actually. When you think about the potential pick coming this Saturday, which I think is going to be potentially around 5 o'clock from President Trump, when you think about the pick that he's going to nominate for the Supreme Court, any thoughts along those lines as to who he should pick, or is it going to make any difference? Just the simple fact he's picking a woman, is that going to be good enough?
You know, I think I go with Robert Barnes, who's a civil rights attorney. He says he'd really like Rushing, but she won't get elected because Susan Collins and Murkowski will abandon her. They'll be like, you know, and there's no way we're going to get reelected if she goes through. I don't necessarily like Coney Barrett because she does not have an extensive track record as a judge to show that she's actually an originalist and a textualist. So I would go with daughter, and as a working class woman, I would go with the daughter of working class Cuban immigrants, Barbara Lagoa, and you know, she's got everything.
I think she does too. I agree with you.
Long track record.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. The other thing I like about her is the fact that her confirmation of the position she's in now was like 83-16 or something. I mean, and if those same folks that said yes to her are going to come back now and say no, then they've got some explaining to do.
That's right. Yeah, no. So I think she's the pick. She's the one that would be, and what are the leftists going to do? They're going to attack a Latina woman.
Yeah, a Cuban woman. They're going to now attack her. How does that work?
Yeah, working class,
right.
Grew up working class, grew up poor, all of those things, right? Like they're literally going to have to find some way to attack her that isn't based on the fact that she's white, isn't based on the fact that she, you know, grew up privileged, isn't based on the fact, that she's some kind of, a super horrible monster. She's just got everything. She's got the sword and she's got the shield. And I think that's really the way that he needs to go. Now, whether he does that, I don't know.
I don't either.
Political instincts are good enough to have.
My gut feeling is he does. I'm not, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know exactly what he will do. I'm not him. But I do think that. I do think he's smart. We all know this. He is very smart. I don't care what the left says. He's a very smart individual. Trust me. He is thinking through all of these scenarios, and so are the smart people that are around him. And no offense, Karen, they're probably smarter than you and I put together. So there's a lot of smart folks that are surrounding the president, and Donald Trump is not somebody with low IQ. So he gets all this as well. And trust me, he's running all these same analogies, you know, through his brain. Also, I am one that says I don't think it really matters which one he picks as far as moving forward with the election go. Personally, I just like Lagoa on my own behalf, and I'm going to be selfish here. Anybody that tells me they're not tied to Ivy League and they don't represent the elite, I'm in, because especially on the conservative side. Now, there's a lot of leftists that'll say the same thing, but I'm not in that camp. So any conservative that will tell me I'm not tied to the Ivy League, I'm not tied to the elitists, I am for the common man, that's me, Karen, and I'm for that.
Agreed. You know, and when you look at Barrett, she clerked for a bunch of conservative judges. That doesn't necessarily mean she's conservative. That doesn't necessarily mean she's an originalist or a textualist, right? That doesn't necessarily mean that she's devoted to the Constitution. And her track record as a judge is just not long enough for me to, you know, be able to really say whether she's going to turn into another Roberts.
The one thing about this, though, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about real quick, is given the fact that you're, you know, the anti-feminist and the critic of feminism, it's sad that Trump has to pick a woman. I mean, because he really does. He has to pick a woman this go around, or a man would just get attacked. And it's sad that we've gotten to a point as a nation that Ruth dies. We now have to go put somebody in her place that's another woman, because any other man may, you know, any other man, whether that be white, black, Latino, alien, you know, with white with pink polka dots. I mean, the reality is we have to have a woman this go around just because of the climate we're in. That, to me, is sad.
Well, there's a YouTuber and a professor at Concordia University in Montreal. Okay. Dr. Gadsad,
yes.
G-A-D-S-A-A-D.
Yep. Familiar with him?
He did a video the other day on YouTube where he said, I just wanted to disclose this, that whoever is Donald Trump appoints, nominates for the Supreme Court, I was sexually assaulted by them. It was 10, maybe 15, maybe 20 years ago. I can't remember where, and I can't remember when, but, I can definitely say that I was sexually assaulted by this person. Like, this is really the tactics. Like,
right.
Dianne Feinstein sat on that letter from Christine Blasey Ford until after the hearings were closed.
Yep.
For Kavanaugh.
Yep.
Like, she had it in her possession for 49 days, and then she brought it out in some Hail Mary moment where it's like, we need to reopen everything, and now it's going to be a big problem. I mean, it's been nothing but dramatics, from the riots to the behavior of Pelosi and all of the others.
Well said.
So,
well said. Karen, it's a joy having you. We'll have you back again in the future. What's the YouTube channel again?
Girl Writes What?
All right.
Or just Google my name.
So. Perfect. Karen, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right.
You
thank
bet.
You for,
Take care.
For having me.
You bet. And it's Straughan, Straughan. But just go to YouTube and type in Girl Writes What. You'll find Karen there. Enchanted Kitchens is up next, folks. And if your kitchen is not the centerpiece of your home, it is anyways, make it fit the centerpiece of your home. In other words, make it functional, make it work, make it something you can be proud of, and Enchanted Kitchens can do that for you. KLZradio.com, 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers, he can help you pay for that upgrade to your kitchen, which, again, about 90 cents on the dollar is going to go to the home value. So you're really not losing any money by doing that. Plus, you get to enjoy something after the fact, and Kurt can help you with all of that. Just ask him. 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Nancy with Metron Technology said, "We have used Business Equipment Service for many years. They are always pleasant to work with and responsive to our infrequent requests for service. We highly recommend them." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or need service on equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Choose an agent that represents you, not the insurance company. Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts, an independent insurance broker, for a complimentary analysis of your current insurance plans. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Wrapping up this hour. We'll be back tomorrow, though, for three full hours, of course, as we always do each and every day. The National Crawford Roundtable will follow this particular hour when we go off air. Listen to it. We had a great talk about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. But before we do that, I've got a little clip I want to play about from a sheriff, I should say, in Florida, I believe, Lakeland. Here we go.
This is a peaceful protest. This is a riot. We can tell the difference. The governor can tell the difference. Our law enforcement officers can tell the difference. In the event you didn't get that, let me show you something. This is a peaceful protest.
Somebody holding a sign.
This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail, because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee. And we're going to enjoy taking you down there.
Well said, by the way.
Some people are slow learners.
He's got more pictures.
This is peaceful protest. This is violence. It's not acceptable.
Yeah. By the way, good stuff. And that was on Twitter. There's a lot of folks saying, well, it's Lakeland, Florida. Never going to happen there anyways. It's just rhetoric, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what, folks? Here's the reality. We've heard from a lot of these folks from Antifa and Black Lives Matter and that side of the fence. We even heard from John Guandolo that don't be surprised if this doesn't come to the suburbs, especially if Donald Trump wins election in November. Just a few days away, by the way. It's not that far out. So while some would say, well, it's Lakeland, Florida, not a big deal, nobody's coming there to riot anyways, don't be so sure of yourself. In fact, you could live in Lakewood, you could live in Golden, you could live in Boulder, you could live in Lafayette, Louisville, Thornton, Commerce City. I'll go down the list, folks. You don't have to be in downtown Denver to experience rioting. I'm here to tell you, we're going to have John Guandolo back on here in the not-too-distant future to talk about what could be coming to a suburb near you when Donald Trump wins on election night, because I believe he will. And I'm going to tell you right now, the left is going to be fit to be tied. They are going to just let loose like you've never seen. That's my prediction. Not trying to be a naysayer, just trying to give you fair warning. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. By the way, fair warning is get your vehicle ready to go for winter, which is just around the corner. They can help you with that. Whether you're looking to buy a new SUV, a new truck, you name it, they've got you taken care of. New, used, it's all there at Purify Chevrolet. And they got some great deals on Colorado Equinox and $5,000 off Silverados. 303-659-8311 or go to purifychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Tomorrow on Rush to Reason, we have someone from the Department of Interior. Casey Hammond is going to join us, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Land and Minerals Management. He will be talking to us as they visited Colorado this week. Also, Judge Jeanine will be with us tomorrow. She's got a new book out, Steve House, of course, and then a lot more. And as always, Mark Smith, who's a really great political analyst, will be joining us at 5:30 as he does on Thursdays as well. Don't forget, National Crawford Roundtable is next. We had a great discussion this morning when we recorded talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and how that should go. Who should her replacement be? Is it okay for Donald Trump to actually nominate somebody on Saturday? We talked about all of that plus a lot more. So enjoy that next between 6 and 7. Otherwise, we'll be back tomorrow, myself and Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.